Let us pray. O God, who turns the shadow of death into dawn, open our eyes to see your presence. Open our ears to know your voice. Open our hearts to fill us with your fire. Amen. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say, and welcome to you all as we celebrate on this beautiful day the resurrection of our Lord. You know, Easter is a popular occasion in the church because the music's festive and the mood is great and the news is good. And if you have been listening to the news around us in the world, we're about ready for some good news. But before we can fully embrace what this day actually means, we have to travel the paths with our ancestors and stand alongside of them in the darkness of the tomb. Alleluia, Christ is risen is not what they said when they found a barren grave. Fear and confusion added to the despair of that disorienting event. In the shadows of death, who could possibly think that there would be new life? In the gospel this morning, Mary Magdalene was a faithful follower of Jesus. In fact, she stayed with him to the bitter end. The death of her Lord signaled the death of the hope of her people. Mary came to the tomb while it was still dark. I can only imagine that she was searching for some sort of answers, some level of peace about the horror she had witnessed in the preceding day. Her heart broken, she must have asked why. When Mary saw that the stone had been rolled away, of course she assumed the worst, that his body had been stolen, that they meant to desecrate his body. The emptiness was unbearable for her, and so she stood there terrified in the dark. Only when Jesus called to Mary by name did she recognize his presence. It was Mary's movement from grief to joy that signaled her own resurrection. The events we observe in Holy Week are meant to place us squarely in that place of darkness. We begin the journey by waving our palms and shouting, "Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest!" And quickly, those shouts turn to, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And then later in the week, we come and we celebrate the Lord's Last Supper, and we witness the washing of the feet of those disciples who then turned around and abandoned and betrayed Jesus. And then we strip the altar bare to signify how we strip Jesus and how they stripped him of his dignity and of his freedom. And then we walk the way of the cross, and we witness the horror of the crucifixion. And we wait with Mary at death's door. From that vantage point, maybe we can begin to consider our own need for resurrection. Truth be told, the resurrection story is probably the hardest one to believe. When we say Christ is risen, it's not just an affirmation of belief, it's an attitude of the heart. Last summer, a small group of missioners from Holy Cross embarked upon a journey to Tanzania to work with our partners at the Buguruni Anglican Health Center. Though few of us were qualified to provide any medical care, we had the opportunity to accompany a community health worker into the bowels of the poorest neighborhoods of Dar es Salaam, delivering food and medicine to those in remote locations and unable to travel. We were invited into homes made of mud and stone. We were greeted with smiles and always offered the best seat in the house or the best rug to sit on. One visit stood out to me because it looked like a small cave we were entering into, almost like a tomb. I felt hesitant about what I would find in that dark, damp place. But the woman we visited reached out her hands in welcome to us. So thankful for our company and for our aid, she smiled and gestured for us to come and sit next to her. As part of the health visit, the worker would take pictures to bring them back to the health center for the medical staff. We took pictures on our phone, and she inspected them carefully and giggled at her own image. The life I found in that tomb that day was unexpected and most remarkable. Against all odds, with no resources, this woman was full of joy. It made me wonder, what is the source of her hope? In a book I've just been reading entitled The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama engage in a dialogue in India about finding joy in the midst of suffering. Both of these spiritual heroes have encountered such adversity in their lives, and they have discovered ways to find peace and courage and joy no matter what the circumstance. Common practices anchor their spiritual lives and offer possibilities of hope. They call these pillars of joy and are qualities of both the mind and the heart. And as I reflect upon Mary in that tomb and the woman in that village, four of those pillars they shared in common. The first one was perspective, and then humility and compassion and gratitude. When Jesus called to Mary in that dark tomb, suddenly her perspective changed, and a barren grave meant something completely different. The simple rice and oil and cornmeal that we took to the village that day, for someone without resources, those were great riches. Perspective helps us to see the possibilities. Now, when our lives are stripped bare, and they will be, we encounter our own empty tombs. The humility that we feel makes us ready to receive resurrection. Suffering deepens our capacity for compassion because it shifts our focus from self to other. And when new life emerges on the other side of darkness, our gratitude becomes others' hope. On this day, this Easter day, the resurrection power of Jesus is offered to every one of us so that we may see the possibilities in every situation and in every person. With this power, we are equipped to be an Easter people in a Good Friday world. As we leave this place today, I want you to leave here in joy, but I also want you to remember your empty tomb and recall the many ways that Jesus has compassionately restored and renewed you to new perspective, new humility, new compassion, new gratitude, so that you may bring hope to others. This attitude of our heart and our mind then allows us to say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen. Please stand as we affirm our faith using